Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our friend, Little Nate X, Eric Nathan, Barstool Nate. What up, Nate, dog? How we doing?
B. Mitch, Juicy J, how are you guys?
Juicy JP. I thank you for bringing me the shirt. Nate Dog got me the Bands of Make Her Dance Ovi shirt. I appreciate that. It was good to see you. I also appreciated a lot of people will give me grief when I leave, and Nate was like, "Nah, man, you're never home. Go home." So I appreciate that, Nate Dog.
No, you're always on vacation, so anytime you're in D.C., you should be at home with your family.
All right, dude, let's talk about some things. I know how you operate. I know you are going to be super dismissive of what I'm going to bring up,
and I will have facts to back myself up. Go ahead.
Well, all right, just, you are not concerned about the Caps' recent struggles. Why?
0%. There's not really any such thing as momentum going into the playoffs. When you are as good as the Caps
are... Is that a hockey thing?
Yes, okay. And I have facts to back it up. When you're as good as the Capitals are and the last week of the season does not matter, guys will not give full effort. The Caps have the one seed locked up. These remaining games going back into last week have not mattered. And let me bring you some facts. The 2022 Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche went 1-5-1 in their final 7 games. The 2021 Tampa Bay Lightning, who won the Stanley Cup, went 0-3 in their last 3 games. They went 2-3-1 in their last 6. The 2020 Stanley Cup champions went 3-6-1 in their last 10 games. There's no such thing as momentum going into the playoffs. What the Caps are doing right now is taking it easy, coasting a little bit, making sure the guys get rest. They need their legs. It's been a very tumultuous, emotional season for the Caps. Not tumultuous in terms of wins and losses, but emotions. A lot of roller coasters there with the Ovi stuff. So now everybody just has to get their hockey IQ back, not feeding Ovi every 2 seconds. Ovi's 39 years old. Carlson's been around forever. He's, getting a ton of ice time. It's time to just take it down a peg, relax for a week, and then go into the playoffs as the one seed. Worried 0.0%.
But how do you add in, or do you factor in Protas being hurt and missed games, have to get back in the groove, and the guy that basically was like the MVP, Logan Thompson?
Yeah, and so if we want to talk injuries, the injury bug bit at the worst possible time. Protas obviously is the king of DC, in my opinion, and he just had an unbelievable season and is a vital part of the Caps' success, along with Logan Thompson, who, without him, I mean, who knows? I mean, the Caps would be a playoff team without him, but he stood on his head time and time again the entire regular season and will be vital to the team's success in the postseason. I believe that they are both, if the playoffs started today, I believe Logan Thompson is ready, and Protas, I'm not positive about. He got a pretty bad cut on his foot, and it's very hard to skate with a laceration across your foot. But everything I'm reading, all the sources seem to say that they should be good to go for the playoffs. And when you're the one seed, you know, you should be able to beat the eight with a couple guys missing. If we can't win the first round without Protus, that's a problem. So, no, I'm not worried at all.
Do you care if it's the Canadiens or the Blue Jackets?
So the Blue Jackets just whooped our butts back-to-back days.
11-1 in 2 days.
It was ugly. That being said, no, I don't think it matters if it's the Canadiens or the Blue Jackets. I don't think either team can skate with us for a seven-game series. And, I mean, the Blue Jackets played great. I was very, very impressed on both days by just, you know, all four lines of theirs were just, like, pretty impressive. And, again, the Caps did not give 100% effort, and you have to remember that. In the playoffs with home ice, I think we beat Jackets in five, Canadiens in six, just because Montreal has a better home ice than Columbus does. I don't think it matters. If this Caps team is worried about who we play between Columbus or Montreal, something, again, is incredibly wrong.
Now, I doubt if they're like that. That's a fan thing. That's never a player thing.
Yeah, of course. But if Caps fans are even worried about that, like, you don't get to be the number one seed, lock this up basically last month by accident. You know, you don't trip and end up the number one seed in the East by accident. So I'm not going to sit here and act like it matters who we play as the eight. If we lose to the eight, that is just, that's worse than what happened in 2010 when we lost to the eight seed Canadiens. This team is different. This team is, I mean, this regular season, this season has been the most fun I think I've ever had watching the Caps. I can't think of a season that comes close. Between how good they are, the new additions to the team just all being great, the young players stepping up, the Ovi goal chase, the locker room, all the videos we see, it's just been such a great time to be a fan that I can't sit here and say that I really care about who we play in the first round.
I think that's correct, dude. I think they should roll somebody in the first round, ideally. And
yeah,
I think we all have to wrap our brains around that.
When we watch hockey, and HC's always win in the playoffs.
You know, didn't the Bruins have like a 125-point season, and they got rolled in the first round by the Panthers? Was that only like 2 years ago?
Yeah, Bruins set the record for what most regular season wins, and then lost to the eight seed. So it happens. We lost to the eight seed Canadiens. I remember it like it was yesterday, my senior year of college, 2010. It was devastating. Mike Green could not stay on his feet. He tripped over the blue line every second he got, and it was just a bad, bad, bad playoff round for us. But I don't see it.
When did Mike Green leave? Was that it?
Did he leave right after that, or did he have one more half year in D.C. after? I can't remember. I like Mike Green. That was just a bad playoff series for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Oh, he played a few more seasons in D.C. after that. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
This is different. What is your bit with the Titanic? Well, you're always like talking about the Titanic. I don't understand.
You know how everybody just has like
it's
a random
favorite,
thing?
It's his favorite thing.
It's his favorite
boat. People just get like a random thing they get very interested in at a young age. Mine just happens to be the Titanic. I've just grown up kind of like, not obsessed with it, but kind of obsessed with it, like learning about it, like reading about it. Obviously, as you know, it did sink in 1912 on April 15th. Today is the anniversary. I'd never forget. So if you could take a second just to reflect on, you know, the thousands of lives lost, men, women, and children who perished in the Atlantic on that fateful night, a couple, you know, 100 and so years ago, I would appreciate that, JP.
I suppose I shall.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, so the Caps had Juicy J and Project Pat at the game on Sunday. Has there been an uptick in the shirts for sale?
I hope so. I'm trying to earn my keep around here. So everybody go to my Twitter, go to store.barstoolsports.com, buy your Bandsmaker Dance shirt, because it is contract year for me. My contract is up in August, so I'm trying to just like earn a couple dollars between now and August.
All right, good luck, man. I know that contract year life.
Sounds like Bands make
Nate Dance.
Nate Dance.
I might be the first person to negotiate a contract decrease just to keep my job. Be like, no. Less is fine.
You and I both just retweeted that at the same time. You can follow Nate if you'd like, at Barstool Nate. Apparently his contract's coming up. Buy a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Masters?
Of course.
I think, in some capacity, there's a lot of parallels between Rory and Ovi in that they are two of the best to ever play the sport, arguably the best of their generation, but probably not as good as the people that are really considered the greatest of all time. Like, to me, it's Tiger. For most, it's Gretzky. But Ovi and Rory in the last month have cemented their legacy forever. Like, whatever pot shots or pokes you could make in the resumes of these two men are now over. And I just find it remarkable that it happened, even though Ovi's was with some sense of inevitability. And damn if Rory's had no sense of inevitability.
Not the way that it ended.
But, like, they both got to the finish line, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in terms of personality, they couldn't be more different. But in terms of people openly hating and wishing on their downfall, it's pretty similar. Like, Ovi's done it all, and he still has people saying that he's, like, not the guy. It's like, well, he's going to be the first player in NHL history with 900 career goals, and people still, as you said, want to take pot shots at him. It makes no sense. Rory now has a career grand slam, and there were people, every, like, one bad shot on Sunday, people were, you know, just doing backflips and dancing around in the street. It's crazy how much people just despise Rory for, I mean, I was going to say for no reason. I get people have their favorites and people that they don't like. I found myself rooting for Rory in a way where in the NCAA tournament, when a 15 is up like 32-30 at the half, you start rooting for the 15 because you want to see history. I'm more of that. Like, I don't have a reason to like or dislike Rory. I just like watching big moments happen. And so if he won, I thought that would be great. If he had this unbelievable choke, I also kind of thought that would be great. I just like seeing cool or historic things happen.
You're
but on Sunday, I found myself hoping that he won. It was like it just those shots he was hitting and just like the fluctuation between the terrible play and the, you know, next worldly play was so interesting to me, as I will call myself a casual golf guy. I'll watch Sundays. I'm not in the weeds, like just following day to day, week to week, but I watch the big things. I found myself rooting for Rory.
Yeah, I mean, the shots he hit that were outstanding, he followed up with something that was just, what the
something
hell was
you
that?
Would do, yeah.
No, something you would do. I hit over the trees like he does.
For as wildly athletic and great at sports as I am, golf is my weakness. I am terrible at golf.
What's your best sport?
My best sport? No. I mean, I played hockey my whole life, mostly roller hockey because ice skating is really, really hard. But I've played roller hockey.
Well,
the
you
majority.
Got those weak feet.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know it.
Can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah, I would say hockey is like roller hockey. I played my whole life. I was a decent fielder in baseball in Little League. I couldn't hit. I was too weak, but I was a decent fielder. I used to be kind of fast running wise. I don't know. I'm just washed now, but I can still lace them up here and there.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. sure.
It is. We talked about this yesterday, like the desire to watch a guy choke, I just find so, like, troubling. I don't know the right way.
But you got to realize, man, people are like that. Those who can't do what you do, don't have the dedication to focus on something, they will hate on it because it's easier to hate on you than them to try to go do it and fail.
But here's the thing, JP. I root for the downfall of my enemies. Like, I root for the downfall of the New York Rangers, of the Philadelphia Flyers, and stuff like Duke Blue Devils. Like, it's golf is just an individual sport, but people still root against the people that they don't like. It just seems way more pointed when it's at one individual
golfer.
And there's
a history.
It seems way more mean. Yeah.
What'd you think of the Mystics draft last night, Nate?
I mean, it was a rebuilding year for the Mystics, as we know. Alana Del Don gone. We needed a new leader to step up. I think getting Georgia was a huge step for the Mystics. You know, we just need the size and the tenacity inside, and that's what with the Wizards, that's what the Mystics got. I think overall, I would grade.
I tell you what, Nate handled that question a lot better than I was expecting.
I mean, when you have three picks in the top six, you're going to rebuild immediately. Getting Sonya out of Notre Dame, you know, just a point guard, shooting guard with size, and then just following up with power forward out of USC, Kiki. It's just a really good draft. So
I wanted.
I watched her take over the game once Juju left, and if she could play like that, I'll go watch some games.
I wanted Malanga.
JP, Malanga went second.
Victoria Wembanyama.
She went second.
JP, you thought you were trolling? Nate. Me and B-Mitch are fans of sport. We know ball. Just because you think that it's a joke to talk about the Mystics, we don't.
I don't.
We
That's why I asked Mystics. You about it.
Well, yeah, I might be a Mystics season ticket holder.
I still think they should have traded up to one and gotten Beckers, and if not that, trade up to two and get Malanga.
Yeah, but
have you seen the highlights of this woman dunking?
I just told you three first rounders is better than one.
I don't know.
You gotta stop somebody.
I don't know. That's true. We'll all find out together.
Nate, these non-athletes, bro. I tell you something.
Wait, you and Nate are the athletes of the three of us in this conversation?
I am for sure. Nate's on my side, so I can help him out.
Some people have to be athletes. Some people have to just go on vacation. That's what it is.
headed to San Diego on Thursday, Nate.
Are you?
Yeah, let's hope there's no more earthquakes.
Beautiful. I've always wanted to go.
When do you lock in for the NFL draft? What's your draft intake?
I'm more focused on the NBA draft right now. I'm doing everything I can to win the draft lottery and get Cooper Flagg. NFL draft.
May 12th is a big day.
May 12th, oh yeah.
Thankfully, we don't have to worry about the NFL draft, hopefully, for a while. You know, having the 29th pick, like, hopefully it's the way that is forever, you know, for the foreseeable future, where it's just, what do I want? Best player available. You know, I don't have to worry about what quarterback I want. We don't have to do the 6 months of, are we taking Drake May or Jaden or Caleb thing every year for eternity anymore.
Thank God.
It stays like I literally, dead ass. Can I say that? Like, I don't care who we take, just best player available. Every position besides quarterback is a position of need when you pick that late in the draft. Get the best tackle available, get the best wide receiver available, you know, get the best whatever is available, because at that point it's either not a fringe starter, possible backup, whatever, but you're not going to be reaching for a position when you're, you know, that loaded or, you know, that good of a football team that we are. So if there's a wide receiver that falls, take him. If there's a tackle that falls, take him. Shoot, like, take a running back if there's, you know, a running back that they really, really like. I trust Adam Peters to do the right thing.
Love that. Coming up at noon, we're going to open the phone lines up for the most, for players that fans hate the most. Is there anybody that you think, off the top of your head, you hate the most?
I mean, people are going to say, like, LeBron and stuff like that. You have to, like, really reach deep, and think about who affected your life the most in your formative years. And I would say it's J.J. Redick at Duke, Shane Battier at Duke, Vincent LeCavalier and Martin St. Louis on the Tampa Bay Lightning ruined my life a bunch. I think that's my top four. Duke growing up was my most hated everything. The Tampa Bay Lightning ruined the cap season time and time again. Chris Kreider, I'm not a huge fan of on the Rangers.
Duke, dude.
Who am I forgetting?
For me, it's probably like Dunleavy.
Yep.
Boozer. I mean, those dudes I hated. All right, we got a boogie. Landfill's going to kill you.
Hi, bro.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you, athlete Nate.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, bro.
That's our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate. Plenty for us to discuss at noon. Phone lines are open. What athlete do you hate?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
The most. John Keim tweeted out, Washington will host a number of potential draft picks today. React accordingly. Keim says 15 to 20. I can start texting some people, but John.
Are they going to Top Golf?
So I quote tweeted it and said, kind of a windy day for Topgolf. This was a national story last year that the Commanders had the audacity to bring in multiple quarterbacks and go to Topgolf. And this year,
it was a non-story, really.
The fact that it's not going to be quarterbacks, nobody is going to give a rip.
Because we make stories bigger or worse than what they are in the media. And we get mad at them for doing it when we are the ones that made it into something that was supposedly bad. Everybody always put the quarterback on the pedestal, like, well, you should never have to make him have to compete. Why not? Everyone says he's supposed to be the best player, smartest player, toughest player on your team. I want him in every situation to know I can trust him. Other positions, you know what? Some of them might feel just like the quarterback, but nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
But yeah. I can't.
Like, Stephen A. was screaming about this last year. You think he's going to care if they have 15 defensive tackles?
We know he don't know about football. He knows a damn thing about football. Because our quarterback, Tress Way, he called him a quarterback.
Right. That's true.
So all he did is just look on the damn stats and saw passing, and he figured he was quarterback.
I'm going to go to our official Loudoun County lifestyle reporter. Professor Landini, it's too cold for Topgolf. Maybe you can go to Topgolf. But what other suggestions would you have for Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, and the Commanders to take 15 to 20 draft prospects? Where should they go?
Movies.
There's indoor skydiving right next there.
Yeah, indoor skydiving. That's a good one, Landy. They can go to the movie, indoor skydiving, Rosa Mexicana, and get some guacamole.
That's exactly right.
Guacamole and margaritas.
Why are we debating guacamole? Where did that come from?
I just saw a picture of guacamole and I got excited.
I like guacamole. I have a dream that one day I will be rich enough to order guacamole and salsa onion free. I want someone to introduce salsa particularly that doesn't have onions in it.
Sounds horrible.
Sounds great.
That's not salsa.
I got a suggestion from Kayla Powell on Twitter. Go bowling. I feel like bowling would actually be fun.
Bowling would be good, yeah.
The Ashburn Ice House is right there. Take them all ice
skating. Nah, we don't want to do that. We might lose a lot of prospects.
You're not concerned about indoor skydiving?
Nah, because you're not falling really on nothing but something soft.
Go to Ford's Fish Shack.
They all want to come here to eat some of those fried lobster tails.
Unless they're allergic to seafood.
They have a drive through Popeyes right around there.
They do. They have a diner over anywhere. There. Is that weird, like, carnival still going on at the corner of Route 7, like, just past One Loudoun? You know that weird, like, kind of looks like quasi-shady? Like, they have, like, a Ferris wheel and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? That giant open lot? Or is that just in the fall? You've never seen that?
The what?
What's the road where the Popeyes is on and One Loudoun is on? That you go out and then eventually it hits 7? Right by DC Prime. Loudoun County Parkway. So Loudoun County Parkway and 20 and 7. You've never seen that weird little carnival that goes?
On the left side.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
You think that's going on right now?
Probably not.
Take them up there, give them all $20 to spend, see who can win the most prizes.
You could give them more money than that. This is the pros. This is not taking the college athletes out.
But now
they can get in more than that.
Last year they took them to Topgolf. It's not that different.
Huh. Give me $20, go to a carnival. I'm like, I don't want to go there.
So if you are looking for outrage, you know what? If you're looking for outrage, save it for noon. At noon, we're going to open the phones. Landfill's going to provide his list of his most hated players, athletes in history. I just think it's crazy the mental gymnastics we all do around quarterbacks, and the same mental gymnastics just don't exist for any other position.
Yeah.
And
does it?
I mean, maybe like elite wideouts. Like, if you were drafted last year and you had Marvin Harrison and you had Malik Nabers or something, I could see
somebody still want another receiver on that team.
Right, but like, I could see some people fake getting gassed up about, oh, they shouldn't bring both those guys in at the same time.
Why not?
These dudes are about competition. They're setting the tone early, man.
I don't get it. I just don't understand why you automatically assume it's going to affect someone mentally if you bring another athlete around. They deal with that all the time.
They're used to it.
Yeah, that's just what they do. You know, like when I hear people start saying, I'm like, okay, that person never played a damn sport in their life.
Right.
Because if you think that you're supposed to just coddle someone all the way through forever, you're fooling yourself. When I was on teams with guys, I challenged the hell out of them. I wanted to know, who can I trust in a tough situation? When other teams start doing things, yapping and doing, I want to know who's going to stand there next to me and be ready to go at it. I don't want to find out that you're soft and you're running away from everything. Oh, yeah, Coach, you should get him, get rid of him. Let him go. Dude ain't going to be there in the tough times.
B.
And I don't care what position they are.
I don't give a damn what you say. Here's what we're going to do. I think people liked watching the Masters. Phone lines at noon.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you are watching on the stream, hello. If you want to watch on the stream, check us out on YouTube.com/106.7. Right now, we're really excited. It's one of my favorite segments. Wendy Knows Sports.
It is mine.
Wendy is joining us. Hello, Wendy.
Hi.
Wendy, of course, is, see if I get this right, promotions director?
Yes.
Okay, promotions director for all the Odyssey stations, not just 106.7 The Fan. But PGC, all of them.
All of them.
El Zol?
No.
Oh, well, not all of them.
Well, yes and no. There is another promotion director that mainly handles El Zol because I'm not bilingual.
Okay. Well, I'm not either, so that's fair.
He's trilingual.
Perhaps most importantly, you are Jeff's boss, correct?
For promotions,
yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just say yes.
Yes.
That's what's most important. All right. So I love this segment. Because you are tapped into the sports universe.
I am.
Sometimes.
A little bit.
What'd you think of the Masters?
I saw the man kiss the ground. That's about as far as I saw.
That's the good part. He won.
He won.
Do you know who that was?
I know his first name and his last name sound alike.
All right, I'm going to give you some names, and you tell me if it's him.
Okay.
Ben Hogan.
No.
Okay. Lee Trevino.
No.
Ernie Els.
No.
Rory McIlroy.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, good. Can you name any of the other folks that were competing in the Masters?
Absolutely not. They get a green jacket.
They do get a green
jacket. They get
jacket.
A green jacket.
Do you know what the Grand Slam is in golf?
It's not the breakfast at IHOP, though.
I know it's not the breakfast at IHOP. And I was going to say when they just...
That might be Denny's.
Denny's at the Grand Slam?
Yeah, Denny's is the Grand Slam.
Okay. Well, one of them have it.
No. Only... No.
Do you know the Grand Slam in tennis?
No.
Do you know the Grand Slam in baseball?
We used to have a contest for a Grand Slam. No, that wasn't a Grand Slam.
The only Grand Slam you're aware of is at Denny's?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you three of the four.
Okay.
So the Grand Slam in golf is when you win the four major tournaments.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right. And so you have to win the U.S. Open, the British Open, the PGA Championship. And
which, the Masters.
All right. Okay. Got it. In tennis,
isn't there a U.S. Open in tennis?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You could probably guess some of the tennis ones.
No, all I got is U.S. Open.
All right. Well, that counts.
And the Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. French.
See, that's two.
Okay.
French.
That's
red,
all I
red
got.
Clay.
All I got.
Roland Garros?
No.
No?
No.
What?
Because isn't the Wimbledon the Arthur Ashe Award?
No.
No? The one of them, the award is named after him, though, right?
Do you know where he's from?
No.
America.
Well, I know that.
So don't you think that award would be for the U.S. Open?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I believe that's accurate. Do you know where he's actually from, though?
No.
It's quasi-local. In fact, it's a city we were just discussing.
Jeff said you just learned that word. I heard that.
Who, me?
Bro, that is like the fourth time you use that word today, quasi.
I use it all the time.
I use it a lot, though. Maybe you just learned that word.
No, I've never heard you say that word. And you said it when I parked. You said it on air.
Your parking spot is quasi-legal. Like, I think
no, it's not. It's no sign right there. But get back to Wendy.
Trucked, like one of these big trucks coming out of that alley.
It's going to tear it up.
Where do you park, Wendy?
In the garage.
I'm growing increasingly frustrated by the garage.
Why?
Because I don't want to pay for monthly, and I can't get in there. Like, today, because I was just going to park in there.
You got to be a monthly guy to get to park here when they got baseball
or
games.
You have to come in here.
No, it's because all the damn people come back to work now.
The government workers are back, so the
remember
garage
I texted
full.
On Friday when it was raining like crazy?
Unless you're a monthly.
Oh, but remember when I said that? Remember when I said that? Because they're sending everybody back to work.
What?
I said, when I said that a couple of days ago, you was, everyone's coming back to work.
Right.
So you don't think they will park in the garage in the building they work in?
I have no idea what. I'm very confused.
No, you said you can't get no parking. You was like, because you got, she said, because you got to come in early. But when I said that 3 days ago, you were all, well, duh, Jeff, that's because all the government workers are back.
3 days ago was Sunday. Well,
you know what I mean. Three shows ago. Stop trying to play the game, JP.
I don't understand.
You be saying, you be getting on me about saying stuff, and then you turn around. And then you turn around and say the same stupid stuff. And then you be like trying to be serious when it's with you. But when I said it's a bid. No,
I'm very confused.
Get your butt, get your butt
to
work early.
A lot happening this morning.
You get to work early. Get to work early.
Yes, I get to work before you, JP.
Oh, all right, if we're circling back, Jeff, you're talking about the day you couldn't get a parking spot.
Yes,
and you got here at 10 anyway because the fishing cop tried to arrest you.
Yes, but the thing is,
like, I'm just saying,
you're not getting a parking spot at 9:30. That's what you're talking about.
I have a garage I could go to,
but you're complaining about it
here. Because I thought it was going to rain. I don't like walking around in the rain. That's a little different.
Your man soft, B-bitch.
Jeff is on one right there. I have no idea what is. Listen, I'll say it again. I'm worried about your parking spot today. It's quasi-legal. You're sticking out into an alley.
I'm not sticking out in the alley. I can go take a picture for you. And if it was illegal or quasi-legal, it would be a sign that say no parking. And it will have an arrow pointing where my car is, JP.
So
out of everybody down here,
today.
I think I know the most about parking.
I'm parked on the street, kind of across from the liquor store. Just rolling the dice, baby.
Now, you sure you
paid?
Quasi-legal spot?
Did you pay?
No, I didn't pay a dime.
Oh, you're going to get a ticket.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to text Benitez right now.
Yo, take it easy, you narc. I that spot has oddly worked for me. I have a theory. I don't know that I should say it on air. Should I say it?
You're going to get a ticket eventually.
Generally, when the weather's bad, the ticket people are chill. When the weather's good, they're going to get your ass. But when the weather's bad, different world.
Are the Nats home today?
No, they're in Pittsburgh. If the Nats were home, I'd be completely cooked.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
What do you disagree with my ticket people theory in the bad weather, Jeff?
Yeah, because I get a ticket rain, sleet, snow. I think it's just they don't like me.
I think they know your car at this point, dude. Well, still, because you're always parked halfway into an alley.
Every car that he's had, get tickets.
That's true. Wendy, who do you want the Commanders to draft?
I don't know who's in the draft.
What pick do you think the Commanders have?
My favorite number is 12, so I'm just going to go with 12.
Yeah, that's not it.
Okay.
You think it's higher or lower than 12?
From B. Mitch's response, I'm guessing higher.
<You're> 29th.
Oh, 29 is my second favorite number.
Damn. You have a second favorite number?
I do.
Why?
Because my birthday's on the 29th.
Shouldn't that be your favorite number, though?
No, 12 is my favorite number.
Why is that?
Because my grandmother's birthday was December 12th. And she died on July 12th.
Wow.
Wow.
What if your birthday was 12/29?
That'd be the day after my mom, so I'll be happy with that.
Wow.
But my birthday is April 29.
So it's coming up?
Yep.
My sister's April 26th.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, shout out to Bonnie. You want to know my birthday? You'll never forget it once I tell you what it is.
Is it already matched with another holiday?
Not a holiday.
How will I not? Okay, what is it?
I promise you won't forget it.
When is it?
September 11th.
Oh. My cousin's birthday is that day.
Yeah, it's tough. It was my 20th birthday. Kind of sucked. When we come back, Wendy, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Sorry that Jeff and I started screaming at each other about parking.
You guys have been screaming over here today.
J-Dawg's forever. Landfill tells us the players he hates next, and we're going to open these phones, 800-636-1067.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.